A popular Outcast production.
All right.
So welcome.
To the Girls on Girls podcast. Episode 11.
I'm not doing it. I'm chewing.
Episode 11.
11.
If you've made it with us this far.
Fucking congratulations, man.
We don't really know how, but
I don't know what you guys are still listening to, but thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody. That's so nice of you.
Yeah, we appreciate the listenership.
Totally. Yeah.
Oh, and if you want to show your appreciation, get on our Facebook page and like us, because
we don't have a
whole lot of that.
Nobody likes
us. I think it's facebook.com/girlsongirlspodcast, because Girls on Girls was taken.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Perf.
But I checked, there's not another Girls on Girls podcast, so I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
It's going to let it go. We also have email. It is also girlsongirlspodcast@gmail.com, because again, Girls on Girls was taken.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. And then there's the website, girlsongirls.popularoutcast.com.
Yeah. Check us out.
I actually just recently found out we had an email.
I set it up.
Bill asked me the other day. He's like, so did you check your email? What email?
Oh, yeah, there was a...
we got an email.
There was a network-wide email. We can discuss that later. People listening don't need or care to hear about this kind of thing.
Yeah, like, if you want to... Any comments, email us.
Yeah, comments, questions. Just don't be an asshole.
Yeah. We don't like when we get mean, nasty reviews on iTunes.
Yeah. Like, if you don't like shit, constructive criticism. Come on now. Don't fucking, like, berate us like we're...
Yeah.
Stupid little children or something.
Yeah. It's fine, though. We can handle it. We're big girls. We're tough.
Actually, I don't read any of the negative comments because I don't need that shit swimming around in my brain and making me feel bad about myself.
Oh, that's Lauren's job. That's what Lauren... What? Guys, look what they said! What?
No, I let Jeff read it. And he's like, oh, man, this is bad. And I'm like, dude, I don't even want to know. I'm gonna go fucking back to what I was doing. I don't need that shit in my brain.
Read the name of the person that left the really mean comment, and if you have a name like that, then you don't deserve to listen to us anyway.
Yeah, I thought about that. Like
so creamy. I'm sorry, but that's just ridiculous.
It was. Yeah,
it's either a really creepy guy or some dumb.
It's probably like some 15-year-old or something. And all right, our first two episodes, maybe they weren't that great. Maybe they weren't. I don't know. I don't listen to this. I live it, and then I'm done with it.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to them. I don't think they were that bad.
I didn't think they were that bad.
But I mean, no podcast is great right out, like, the beginning.
You have to listen, like, 10 or 12 episodes in order to
get... So, like, this is probably a great place to start, because I like to think by now we've kind of got our shit down.
Yeah, and also, I do want to reiterate to listeners, like, this podcast isn't supposed to be, like, some super informative, like, you're going to learn, like... facts and stuff from us. You know what I mean? Like, it's basically like for us to kind of work through our shit and like just talk about fun stuff and like
not
potentially
to say we
some
won't,
interesting things.
Yeah, we might get serious here and there.
Yeah, but I mean for people to say like I wish they talked about deeper things, like I don't know, we're not...
You're probably not going to get deeper stuff out of us.
Yeah, you're not.
This is more of a we get together every couple weeks and have
drink
girls
and
night.
Talk and record it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's, you know,
don't really do it for to be famous or like, you know, get billions of people to love us or anything. It's just, you know, for us to...
Yeah, but we, you know, do appreciate all you people out there listening to us. And
we're really happy you like us. And if you do, then
rate, subscribe, review on iTunes.
And also you can go to popularoutcast.com or girlsongirls.popularoutcast.com and click on the purple banner for Amazon. Before you do any kind of shopping on Amazon,
clear your cookies.
Yeah, clear your cookies before you click that banner.
Clear your cookies, click on the banner, and do your regular shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra, but it helps us out a little bit. You know, the network gives us a little bit of a couple cents here and there.
Help pay for these wonderful, cool
help
microphones.
Help pay for the cool microphone stands.
Because we are the first podcast that gets the privilege of using these.
You're going to have to get pictures of these.
Yeah. They're very
I did take a picture while we were setting up, but it would be cool to get like a picture
swanky.
Now that it's all...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got all the food out so you guys can see like our
swanky.
Our buffet.
Whoop, whoop.
My dog's on the floor just like, what?
I don't understand what you're doing.
I'm here because my mom's here and because there's food.
There's food and stuff.
That tongue sticking out was the cutest thing I think
I've ever seen. Oh my god, seriously. I love horrible. It.
He's ridiculous. I think my finger was in that shot. I'm bad.
Just take the fucking picture, Ashley.
God! Ashley, God.
I'm not good at taking pictures. It's been proven. Except for the fact.
All right. We gave you all the ways if you want to get in touch with us. We'll be happy to answer any questions and take your comments into consideration. Don't plan on us ever stopping eating while we're doing this. And I do apologize if the mouth noises bother you, but...
Yeah, we're not doing any, like, licking or anything.
We could put a warning on that.
I'm not, like, open-mouthed chewing like a fucking cow over here. Like, nah, nah.
Yeah, there's no gum chewing. Even that annoys me. I don't like when people chew gum.
Yeah.
No. Just in regular society. Because people don't know how to keep their mouth shut while chewing it. Why is that?
And I admit, I'm guilty of it quite often because my nose gets stuffed like all the time. So I'm like, I gotta breathe through my mouth, but I really want this gum.
It's a personal thing. I'm not gonna hold it against anybody. I'm just like,
I won't do it like in your fucking ear.
No. And I know that that's my issue.
I find myself actually chewing gum with my mouth open. Sometimes I'll catch myself. I'll be like, oh shit. I'm chewing like a cow right now.
I catch myself too, to be perfectly honest. Bubble popping is so much fun.
Oh yeah, to snap my gum.
And I just recently bought like a pack of gum for the first time in like a few years probably. And I'm like, this is delicious. And then like the flavor goes away and I'm like,
this is
why
horrible.
Are people chew gum?
This is hurting my jaw. Why am I doing this?
It's so strange to me.
Do you ever swallow it when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Oh god, all the time.
And then I like the first time you swallow it, you're like, I did something dangerous. Yeah. Oh my god, I'm gonna get in trouble or something.
I'm gonna have gum in my stomach for the rest of my life.
Or like the first time you swallow a watermelon seed.
You're gonna grow a watermelon in your belly.
Parents are habitual liars.
Seriously.
Look what you did to me, Mom.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
As per usual, we're gonna keep it pretty light today. We're just gonna talk about us because we're fucking vain and the stuff we like to do for fun.
Yeah.
Because we've all had a pretty meh week this week, so we want to talk about things that make us happy.
Yeah.
Get away from that.
So we can just do like a roundy round. Each person say one thing. Go around a circle.
What are we?
We're gonna start saying kumbaya too.
Yes. Actually, we should play telephone. Whisper in my ear, Aislinn.
That's a really shitty telephone with three people.
I don't think that works with three
Ashley
people.
Ashley will never know what you said.
That's just high school.
Oh, God.
That's all that is.
I don't think that was even high school. That was, like, elementary school.
Probably. I still played
school.
In high school, but
it's
I wasn't
all a blur.
Cool. I wasn't cool at all.
Oh, who was?
Being cool is overrated.
Totally is.
The people that were cool in high school peaked when they were in high school.
Yeah.
So.
They did, too. I thank Facebook for knowing that.
Uh-huh. Oh, seriously.
I look back, I'm like, oh my god.
All the cheerleaders have four kids in their home.
I'm doing so good.
Yeah. It's like, you know what?
I shouldn't be happy about that. I'm such a
I don't have,
person.
Like, a four-year...
We're all ex-dork girls. We're allowed to be happy about that.
I don't have, a bachelor's degree and off doing shit. Not...
No.
Right now, yet. But you know what? I'm in a good place and I'm fucking happy where I'm at and whatever. But yeah.
Bachelor degrees are overrated.
Don't tell Jeff that.
Degrees in general are overrated.
College is overrated.
If that's what
Except
you
for having fun.
I'm like, if that's what you want to do, if you want to get a degree and that's your goal in life,
right.
That's fantastic.
I'm not saying I do because awesome. There's some stuff I want to do like where you have to have a degree or at least like in-depth training. Mm-hmm. So as soon as Jeff's done with college, I'm probably going to look at going back, but,
For what?
I want to get a bachelor's in, like, gender studies and, like, psychology. I want to be, like, a sex therapist. It's something I've wanted to do since, like, I was a kid, and I just kind of, like, pushed it away for a while, but now I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to fucking do this because people are just so ignorant about those kinds of things. And I mean ignorant in the true sense of the word, like
right.
people have literally no fucking idea.
Right, I know.
How like sex and relationships work, like the Texas senator that's like, well, you know, rape kits are basically abortions because they clean you out. And it's like, do you even fucking understand how a rape kit works? Like, that is, no, that is not the point of a rape kit. Or the people that say, you know, oh, family planning, you know, they want to teach, you know, the Girl Scouts about their bodies and whatnot so that they can just provide them with abortions later. I'm like, no, because when you're educated about your body, you're less likely to have stupid, unprotected sex mm-hmm. when you're 14 and get pregnant.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I think that, honestly, like, schools do need better sexual training.
Oh,
like, they need better
absolutely.
Sexual education.
Mm-hmm. Like, we...
You need to know that kind of stuff. And I honestly don't think that your gym teacher is the best person to teach that.
Yeah, I don't...
Unless they have training
I can see
in that.
Where the thought comes in that your phys ed teacher also teaches you health and about your body.
Well, yeah, there's physical education. They should know.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, there should be a dedicated, like, sexual health type teacher.
Yeah.
But, yeah, eventually go for my master's in, I'm thinking maybe, public health. Because, man, a couple months ago, Jeff and I went to see Sex Nerd Sandra live, and she has been a huge inspiration and, like, reignited my passion for this kind of thing. But her guest was Francisco Ramirez. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him. He works for MTV, and he works for the fucking UN.
I don't think so.
And he's just
I've heard his name.
He's such an awesome dude. He's like a shortish average height Hispanic guy with these just like giant fucking cheekbones, super gay.
Is
but
he
he's
like
just so nice and awesome.
What does he do?
God, I don't even know what he does for MTV, but like the UN, he like travels all over and like he gets to go to like all kinds of countries and like you know, dude talks about, like, sex and birth control and things.
Okay.
And he lives in New York City, and once a week he'll pick, a different bench in a different park and just sit down with a sign that says free sex advice.
Nice.
And he'll just stay there for, like, the entirety of, like, the daylight hours of a Saturday.
That's pretty cool.
But, yeah, you kind of need a degree, you know, to work this back to the beginning. You need a degree before you're going to be giving out sex advice.
Well, yeah. You,
or trying to teach people about that
kind
of thing.
Some kind of training.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that kind of thing, obviously you need a degree.
Yeah, but I mean,
my previous comment of bachelor degrees are overrated is, you know.
For some things, they're...
Not for everything.
For, like, I want to say for, like, a lot of labor jobs... Like, for the most part, you can get on-the-job training. You can get apprenticeships. Like, you don't need to go to school for that kind of thing.
Right. And even, like, trade schools and stuff can teach you...
Oh, absolutely.
Shit that...
Like, you can get a certificate or, like, a two-year associate's and then just get on-the-job training and... I don't know.
There's nothing to be ashamed of with that.
No. But,
plumbers, you know, shit like that. You can make a shitload of money.
Oh my god, seriously.
Really, really good living.
And people
installing,
thank
like, air conditioning and stuff. Yeah.
I love
HVAC guys.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Heck yeah. Yeah. It's
always
a great
job. Very thankful job. Very needed you, man.
Yeah.
My toilet broke.
These are people that we need in our lives.
Literally was everywhere. I needed you.
Oh.
Oh, anyway, so fun things.
Fun things.
Fun things.
Fun stuff.
What do you do like to do for fun, Ashley?
I don't do much. Actually, cleaning. I don't know, it's kind of weird, but cleaning is a lot of fun for me. I don't know why.
I can...
It's a giant stress reliever.
Yeah, because you can just, like, just totally go in your head and mm-hmm. just be, like, scrubbing the bathtub, just, like, thinking about your life.
Yeah, I get it. District manager actually told us that we have like the cleanest salon that she's ever seen.
Nice.
And the one girl looked at me and I'm just like, I got issues.
That's what I do.
I got issues. I'm having a bad day. I'll see you guys later. I'm gonna go in the back.
I'm gonna scour everything.
Yeah. You know, it's just one of those things. It's like, it's cool that I have a job that I can actually like get away from. And, you know, if I'm having a bad day, I can just clean and it's productive. And it's,
yeah.
But that's a stress
reliever. It's something that I need.
what kind of stuff do you like to do for fun? Like, do you like to go to, like, amusement parks? Do you like... You like the Renaissance Fair, don't you?
I love the Renaissance
Fair. Oh my god, seriously, it's coming up. I'm so...
It's open now!
Yes.
I was first weekend of August
through the last weekend of October.
So excited!
And I'm so bummed because my brother is coming in a week and a half, and 2 weeks from now we were supposed to go to the Ren Fair, but the wedding he's going to is actually earlier in the day than he thought, so like we don't have any time during the weekend to go, and I feel bad because I know he was really looking forward to
that. Yeah, and
it's
only open during the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, they had time.
Except for Labor Day. The Labor Day Monday it's open, but... Huh.
I love
it. Yeah, check it out. PA Renaissance Fair, Mount Hope, Pennsylvania.
It's
do it.
It is one of the best ones.
Amazing.
Oh my god, the Mount Hope winery.
Wine.
And the Swashbuckler Brewery too. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. I haven't been like into it, but you can like buy like growlers and stuff to take home with you, and yeah, like they have all the beers, like wherever you can get wine on the fairgrounds, you can get the beer too. And that's a big plus about the Ren Fair. You can fucking walk around with an open container as long as you bought it there.
As long as you're not like visibly intoxicated, which we actually saw a guy get dragged out.
Funny.
He was like stumbling around,
probably like
falling
by
over.
Jesters.
No, it was two guys, like security guards. Aww. It was great. I was like, oh, the poor guy. Just pretend he's the town drunk. I'm sure they had worse people back in the Renaissance.
Oh my god, did little kids were allowed to drink.
I love that place.
Shut him up.
AJ won't go with me again. Like, he went last year. And he hates that shit. It's not like he hates the Renaissance stuff. Like, he just... That's does not his thing.
Yeah.
But I... Oh, my God. I could go every damn weekend.
Seriously.
Love I love Renaissance, like, the time period so much that, like, for my graduation project in high school, I made a Renaissance costume.
Did you really?
Oh, nice.
I don't fit in it anymore, which is really depressing.
No kidding, Tits McGee.
I even pulled it out. Shut up. I even pulled it out like a few, like a year or so back, because Bill's cousin was having like a Renaissance theme wedding and it was supposed to be costume or whatever, so I tried to take it out. Wasn't happening.
Womp womp.
Sucked. But no, I love like Renaissance and like a lot of history.
That's a good time.
A lot of history things. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, my dream vacation is museums and learning educational things. And
yeah, we talked about that in the last episode. Just like, it's what we do.
Yeah. Walk around, look at art.
Like, beaches are cool, but, you know, I don't know.
Some of us don't like the sun that much.
Some of us can't be in the sun that much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do not tan. It does not happen. Yeah. No. I burn, I freckle, and I fade.
Yep. That's about it.
Me too.
It hurts. The sun hurts.
Yep.
As far as that today, I'm surprised I'm not a lot more red.
Yeah. Outdoor activities are not my thing.
No.
Not at all.
Mostly, well, sports in general aren't my thing because I'm just fucking bored.
I'm
lanky, uncoordinated spider woman over here.
Yeah. Not gonna happen.
Mike Carpenter told me I should go as Slender Man for Halloween.
That's a great idea.
I've never seen Slender Man. I hear them talk about this game all the time and how it's completely frightening and all this shit. I have absolutely no idea what it is. And
did you see the YouTube video Bane plays Slender Man?
No. I'm gonna have to look that up.
Oh my god, it's great. It's a really... It's supposed to be a very scary game. Where
is that the name of the game? Slender Man?
It's just Slender.
Slender?
Mm-hmm.
You go in and you have like a flashlight and you just look for notes and
you're like locked in a park at night with Slender Man.
What?
Yeah, it's fucking creepy. And it's one of those games that you're supposed to like turn off all the lights and put on your headphones. It's supposed to be like a full immersion kind of thing, and like you have a flashlight and you have to go around and find like I think it's like 6 notes before you see Slender Man like 3 times because he'll get you.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the game's over and whatnot.
Fun.
You lose a lot.
Oh yeah.
That's what happens.
I'd be swearing a lot
basically. Yeah,
video games, I don't know. I like to think that I like to play video games, but I just don't ever play them.
Well, that's one thing I've been doing for fun, is I've been playing video games a lot more.
Yeah. What are you playing?
Animal Crossing still.
Well, yeah, yeah, me too. It's an everyday thing. I just check in a little bit.
Check in a little bit. Know. Make sure my townspeople don't hate me.
Yeah. I try to, you know, make sure all the fossils have been dug up, make sure I pull all the weeds.
Well, if you're talking about just, like, checking on your little, like, games, obviously, I do that every day, but...
Yeah.
Actually, like...
Other than that, Jeff and I are still playing Borderlands 2. We've almost got the main story. No, we actually did beat the main storyline. We're in one of the DLCs now.
Hmm. I like coming home and watching Netflix.
That's, yeah.
That's one of the most, like...
I always put on Netflix when I'm doing laundry. Because I'm a fucking adult with a husband and child, so...
At least you're allowed to do laundry at your house.
Seriously? I
can't use my washing machine.
What?
I have not been able to use my washing machine for, like, 2 years because it empties into the septic tank. And we have a really small... Like, our house is a 100-year-old factory, and the septic tank is, like, 150 gallons. That's it. Oh, and it's right outside our front door. So if it gets full, like, you'll start to smell outside the front door, and we'll have to get it pumped. And we already have to get it pumped, like, once or twice a year. And with four people living in the house and, like, showering, four people showering, toilets flushing, like...
I almost feel like that's...
Our drain field's really fucked up, too. Like, I guess our drain field's not... It doesn't drain
it's super
efficiently.
I feel like it's something AJ would have taken care of by now.
They've been... there's just stuff going back and forth with, like... Ed, who lives upstairs, like, they keep talking about doing stuff, but they're also saying it's going to be like $30,000 or $40,000, like, get a whole new drain field dug and like a new septic system and shit. And
that's
don't really have $30,000 right
now. Just sitting around. No.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think what eventually we're going to do is just reroute the the washer and the sink and the shower into,
have, like
French drains.
Yeah, just outside. Have, like, the toilets going to the septic.
Yeah. And that's all it's going to be. And if we have to get it pumped once a year, big fucking deal. It's, like, $100.
I don't think, as long as we have lived in our house, which is almost 7 years now, that we have ever had to have the septic tank pumped.
Yeah, well, it's normal. Like I said, it's over 100 years old. So it's really small tank. So, like, yeah, we have to, once a week, go to the laundromat and wash our clothes. And we'll either come home and hang it up or use the dryer, but it sucks.
Dude, yeah.
Because I want to, like... wash stuff during the week, you know. It just fucking sucks, but it's kind of cool living in a 100-year-old factory.
Yeah, you know, it's your house always, is pretty interesting.
It's definitely interesting. I don't love it, but I'll make do until we can actually, like, redo it.
You're slowly getting there. Like, every time I go over, there's something that's been altered.
Yeah, well, we have to put a new floor in the living room and rip the ceiling out next. And we have to put all new trusses in the basement, jack the whole thing up.
Yeah, you just didn't tell me about that. Like, you can only jack it up like a quarter inch per, like, week or something like that.
But I think next month they're working on the whole natural drain. We have a spring that runs constantly into our basement, like, literally, like, rivers running through our basement with three sump pumps running all the time, pumping water out of the basement.
Oh, shit.
Doesn't that make your electricity bill, like, sky high?
They're not running constantly. Oh, okay. And no, our electric bill is usually only about $200. In the summer, it's about $200 a month. And that's split with upstairs, too.
That's not terrible.
Yeah, that's pretty reasonable because you have a big house. Yeah, and, like,
for how
four
big
people.
Your house is, that's not
in
bad.
In the winter, the most it's ever been is like $400.
Yeah.
Maybe close to $500.
What kind of heat do you run in the winter?
Well, we have coal.
Ah.
We used to have oil, and the first year we were there, he spent probably.
Oil is ridiculous.
Well, it was about. I think over the winter spent at least $7,000 just on to heat that fucking place until we got it more
we just switched
insulated
to
and
all
stuff.
Electric baseboards.
That would
all
that
the
would base. Kill
well,
our
like,
house.
This baseboard isn't even hooked up.
Yeah,
clearly because it's falling apart. But yeah, now everything's electric, so like our electricity bill is a little bit higher. But then we don't have to spend any money anywhere else for heat, and they're very energy efficient.
Yeah,
but for
ones.
Like the small spaces that they're in.
Yep.
Very
and our heat is actually really kick ass. Like when it was oil, it was terrible. But we have all water force baseboard and radiators, so the radiators are old as shit and they work. Oh my god!
Oh yeah,
they hold heat
too.
So well. I mean, And in the summer, it's all brick. So we do not ever have to use air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
It never gets hot enough in there that we're like dying.
Man. You know? Ours is brick like, too, but we... Maybe it's because ours is, like, the rooms are, like, smaller section and the ceilings aren't terribly high. Like, mm-hmm. we do occasionally have to run air conditioners or at least a fan in an open window to keep the air circulating.
Well, we have really, really tiny windows, too. We hardly have any windows.
Yeah, we've got, like, I could probably stand in my windowsill almost. They're so tall.
We have a couple big, like, at the back of the house, we have two big picture windows with, like, seat things in them, but we have curtains that cover them during the day, and as long as we keep all the windows covered during the day, it stays pretty cool in the house.
Our house is, like, super insulated, so it's hot as hell up here. Like, we have to have air conditioners run constantly.
Yeah, I bet.
It's, like, ridiculous.
But yeah, fun things.
So yeah, that one in a direction.
That's not real fun.
That's not really fun. That's just life.
Talking about having to wash your laundry at the laundromat.
That's part of being an adult.
Yeah.
What you gotta do?
Shit happens. You gotta make do.
I don't mind. I went to the laundromat the one day by myself, and I got hit on by a fucking 23-year-old.
Oh, man.
Like, really bad, too. I'm like, dude, fucking... go away, you idiot. He's like an old G, too, like tying his bandana around his head.
Oh, God.
Oh, lordy.
In Sunbury, man. You're so gangster.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, man. I wouldn't walk around Sunbury after dark.
Oh, no.
No, I don't go at dark. I go in the daytime.
No. I don't do that just because there's gangsters out.
When I leave work at night, it's like 10 and 11 o'clock, and I'm right by the cop shop, so, I mean, I'm not in a, like, really scary part, but I'm driving home, and there's, like, people everywhere. They're just, like, lining the streets, hanging out on the porches. I'm like, fuck, dude, like...
I went over to my friend's house who lived in Sunbury, and I was like, your neighborhood at dark is terrifying. There's no street lamps. Why are there no street lamps? And why are there people hanging out at 11 o'clock at night? She's like, oh, I didn't notice. How didn't you notice?
Maybe it's one of those things, like, we've been in this room for a while. I completely did not notice that the candle was burning and making a smell. So maybe she's just been living there so long, it just doesn't register anymore.
Yeah, I wanted to try that out. It's
what is that?
Fun.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
Yankee Candle. The outlets.
I was
going to
say.
I don't spend money on Yankee Candles or Bath & Body Works. I go to outlets.
The only time I do is if we're, like, shopping Target and it's, like, season change for a Yankee and, like, the candles are 75% off. And I'm like, I'm going to get this scent and this scent and this scent.
I like candles. Bill hates candles.
Oh, my God.
So I was hoping, because he likes grape.
Like, he does.
He likes grape juice, grape soda, grape...
Grape drink.
Grape drink. So I was like, maybe if I grape wine, you know, maybe he'll like the candle.
Oh my God, AJ loves candles.
I don't know. This is the first time I'm burning it, so I don't know yet.
We actually, he shells out for the Bath & Body Works once. There's a couple scents in there that, we'll usually only get them if they're having, like, the buy one, get one half off, or buy one, get one.
There used to be their wallflowers. Everything smells so good. It's just the plug-ins.
Oh, I know.
But they actually smell every time you walk by them. Diminish the smell.
I don't think she's there anymore. There was a woman that had a stand at the Lewisburg flea market. And she sold soy candles.
There's a soy candle dealer up there.
Okay, she's still there. Yeah, I think her name was Judy. But, like, oh my God, her shit smelled so good. We got, one time we got a buttered popcorn.
Oh my God. I don't know if I could be around candles like that. Oh, my mom once had one that was apple pie.
Oh,
and it smells so
good. I love, those are probably my favorite, is like the fall scents, like apple pie, pumpkin pie, sugar cookies.
Me too.
Oh my God,
all those,
so,
like, baked good ones.
I was, like, almost in tears because the first time I got the wallflower that put it in the hallway, and apparently somebody had walked by it and, like, it fell out of the outlet because it wasn't very tight, and they didn't realize that you can't put them in sideways or upside down. All of the liquid fell out of it, and it was pumpkin spice, and I was just like, but it smelled so good, I barely got to smell it. But I'm like, they didn't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, and, like, we had hardwood floors, so it just kind of soaked in and didn't really stain or anything, which was
good. That's good.
But I was just like, oh, that sucks.
I went those are not cheap. Over, like, the Scentsy
oh, God.
Parts that they have. Like, I got one of the little plug-in tart warmers and bought, like, 10 different flavors of the freaking Scentsy
stuff.
How
can you have tart warmers with dogs?
I have it, you've been in the house. You know that big shelf at the back where all the Buddhas are?
Oh, okay.
At the back of the living room.
Oh, okay, so it's, like, higher
it's
up.
It's plugged in at the, like, there's an outlet right at the top of that shelf. Yeah. So it's like, very
all of
hidden.
Our outlets are really low, so that wouldn't work.
No, I learned my lesson years ago when I had a candle burning in the bathroom.
Ooh.
And we had cats inside, and the cat dipped his fucking tail in the candle.
Oh my god.
So his whole tail was covered in wax.
At least he didn't catch it on fire.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I was like, okay, no more candles burning in the bathroom.
That's another thing. You have to be careful about where you put candles. Like, I can't put them on any coffee tables or anything.
No.
It's like dog tail.
Yeah, surprisingly, we've never had... Like, we have that... I bought an oil lamp at the Lewisburg Arts Festival. It's just a big, big piece of rock. It's actually larvacite, like a big slab of rock, and it's got like a hole drilled into it and a little like glass jar glued underneath it with a wick in it so you can burn lamp oil in it. So it's just all it is a freaking flame coming out of the middle of this big slab of rock, and it's fucking awesome. Like, we have that on the table in the living room.
And I actually just got
the dogs never bothered it.
Salt
lamp.
Salt rock lamp.
I have one of those in my living room and one in the bedroom.
Yeah, we got it at the Museum of Natural History. Huh. And it was...
The Himalaya
it was only like
or whatever? Himalayan salt or something? Not Himalayan.
I have
something.
No idea. We haven't even plugged it in. But it's, like, yay big. Yeah. And it's
heavy as fuck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I haven't figured out where to put it yet. So we haven't plugged it
in. I have one,
anything.
Like, that big in the living room. Mm-hmm. And then I got a smaller one for in the bedroom. The fucking ball burned out in the bedroom one. And I can't find a replacement bulb anywhere.
Oh, sucks.
It's, like, a special, like, 15-watt or something watt.
Christmas light, maybe.
I haven't been able to find one yet, but
ours is almost like a Christmas light.
I don't know,
so maybe you could get that seasonally.
Have you tried calling the light barn like outside of Seal and Scrove on 522?
Yeah. I was at Kohl's, I was at Lowe's. Well, no, wait, I don't know if I checked Lowe's. I checked Target.
Lowe's has like walls.
Target does not have a great selection of
Lowe's
light bulbs.
Lowe's might have it.
Yeah,
I should probably look there. Hope I still have the old one. Yeah, I got them at Seal and Scrove. There was a guy selling them at the Seal and Scrove Street Fair last year. And I remember my mom and I went and we were carrying them back. And this thing, the one that I had, was like 40 fucking pounds. Mm-hmm. And I'm carrying it like the entire length of Seal and Scrove. And then as far away as we parked.
God.
And she had one and I had two. And oh my God, my arms were killing me by the time I got to the car.
We never think of these things.
I
never
really
think
like
of like how heavy they are before we carry them onto the stupid car.
But they were really cool.
Ours was only like $15, which
you're lucky. I paid a hell of a lot for mine.
Yeah.
I'm sure I got ripped off.
Probably. Yeah. Life sucks.
I don't care, whatever. Can't take it with you.
Yeah, it's true.
As far as fun things though, I don't know why it never occurred to me, but apparently Doctor Who has like fan fiction and comic books, and I'm like,
I don't pay any attention to
crap.
Fan fiction because that shit gets crazy. But yeah, comic books and graphic novels, I can get behind that shit.
Yeah, like the comic books and stuff, I was like, I'm sure they have comic books.
How
and
do you feel about
up,
the new Doctor?
Like, we don't know the new Doctor yet. Oh, we do? Who's the new Doctor?
I can't remember his name. Oh my God, it's all over Facebook and like the internet.
I thought they weren't announcing it until the end of August.
Today was the day.
Huh.
Yep.
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
He's an older guy, middle-aged-ish. Yeah, the Doctor is going back to being older again.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't see him yet. I didn't see the second half of season 8 either.
I haven't seen anything since the revival, whenever the revival happened in the 2000s, whatever. I've only ever watched the old... like 60s through
So you haven't 70s. Seen any of the new stuff?
No, I haven't seen anything with Matt Smith, David Tennant.
Oh wow.
Chris Eccleston.
Yep, Chris Eccleston.
None of those.
The guy from Torchwood on Doctor Who, because I watched
Torchwood
without even knowing that it had
anagrams. Torchwood is an anagram.
I don't know.
I know it's but I didn't know, when I watched Torchwood, I didn't know that it had anything to do.
Is it?
It spells Doctor Who, right?
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of, like...
That's called
Is anagram right? I'm like, I know it's not fucking palindrome. No, anagram's palindrome.
Backwards, I think, isn't it?
Palindrome's backwards.
Palindrome is okay. Backwards.
Then it's ana. No, ana.
Crap. Shit.
I don't know. Whatever it is when you mix the letters.
We are not English majors, clearly.
Anyway, Torchwood is a secret organization that is in Doctor Who, in the Doctor Who universe.
I really liked Torchwood, that show.
I didn't.
Really?
See, no, like not that. So much. I don't know why I didn't like it. I just couldn't ever really get into it.
I thought it was a cheesy British freaking sci-fi show, but I liked it.
That's what I love. I love British sci-fi.
Why do you like it?
Add all of those things
now
together.
Now you're going to make me...
I don't know why I didn't like it. I just couldn't get into it. I need to watch it because I want to watch it, but...
And then they had this Children of Earth, like, I think I need to... Children of Earth thing.
Mm-hmm. That was weird. Well, I gotta look up the new Doctor.
Okay, yeah, alright, I was right. It is anagram. An anagram is a type of wordplay, the result of rearranging the letters of a word or phrase to produce a new word or phrase using all the original letters exactly once. For example, orchestra can be arranged into cart horse.
Ooh!
Peter cool. Capaldi?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep. New Doctor was announced earlier today. It was at like noon or something.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Nooner.
Bill lied to me. No, I don't think you lied to me. I don't think you did.
Son of a bitch. Man, we're like 40 minutes in, and only Ashley has told us anything that she does for fun.
Because I'll get into what I do for fun sometimes.
Yeah, what do you do, Lauren?
Okay, so sometimes when I get a wild hair up my ass, and it's not too hot out or too cold, I go and I belong to a group called the Hash House Harriers, which is a worldwide kind of like a social club type thing. We're a drinking club with a running problem.
I love it.
It's actually really freaking fun.
If I had any kind of like longevity in me, I'd totally be up for that shit.
What do you mean longevity? You can totally do it.
Dude, oh, I get like winded going up fucking stairs.
No, that doesn't matter. There are people that hash that like weigh 400 pounds. Like not people don't all run. So
fair enough. Okay.
You can do anybody, any shape or size can do it. It's basically like the group is called a kennel. The whole premise of it is the hound. It's like a hounds and hares type thing where the like you're called the Hash House Harriers, meaning like I guess it's derived from like an old British like British soldiers started it during I think World War II, where they would like run on Sundays to get rid of their hangovers. So I don't know the whole history of it. You can actually like look it up on Wikipedia. Hash House Harriers.
Google
like,
that shit.
A hash house is like a restaurant, like where you would go get breakfast and stuff. So they started out like just doing runs, like starting from this point and then getting to this point. But basically, like everybody gathers, and then the hares, which are the people that are laying the trail for the day, will leave, and then they get a 12-minute head start, and then everybody else follows them. So like you actually like they lay a trail using like flour or chalk. They'll lay like a 3 to 5 mile trail through anywhere. It can be through anywhere. Like we've gone up mountains and like down power lines. We'll do ones where we're just in town. You know, we go all over the place, and there are beer stops along the trail. So like you'll run for a little while and then you'll stop at the check and then you'll have a beer and then you'll go to the next one. You don't have to drink while you're at it, but like at the end when everybody finishes, it's actually kind of like a game too. Like your goal actually is to catch the hare. So, but you don't have to. People don't, you know.
And this is local?
Oh yeah, we have a chapter in Seelens Grove.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw pictures of the prom hash.
We had
a
formal hash. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool. We all got like dresses from fucking Salvation Army, and we were running around Seelens Grove in them. It was pretty funny. But everything is very like. Can't even think of the word. Like we sing songs, like everything's like really good fun, and everything's really like bawdy, like perverted, like everything's like cocks and balls and boobs and like butts and stuff. Like everything's like it's like your fucking 15-year-olds, you know.
Nice.
Fun
it's,
times.
But it's really funny. Like, and then everybody gets named. Like, if you've hashed for a while, you'll, like, the group will come up with a name for you. So everybody's got their hash names. Like, mine is actually Rainbow White. It's just, you know, because of my color. I actually wear, yeah, well, because I actually wear rainbow striped knee socks for every hash. Like, that's kind of my signature thing. So I run in rainbow knee socks. But everybody's kind of, like, encouraged to be fucking crazy. Like, there's this one girl from the Harrisburg Hershey Hash House Harriers, which is H5. She wears, like, actually, she might be from somewhere else, I don't know. But she wears, like, a full body suit. And it's like rainbow leopard print. It's fucking awesome.
Crazy.
She has the coolest freaking outfits, but I don't know. It's just really fun. There's all kinds of people do it. I mean, like, young people, old people, professors, like, from colleges. We've got, like, nurses, like, people of all walks of life. Like, anybody can do it. Everybody's encouraged to join. If you're interested and you live in the area, you know, send me a message.
Is there, like, a Facebook group or anything?
There's a Facebook group, but it's actually a closed group. You have to, like, the Sealands Grove group is a closed group. You can actually look up Hash House Harriers on Facebook.
I'm sure you could also, like, Google it. They've got to have, like, a website.
Yeah, they do. And we actually have a local website, too. Like, you can, all you have to do is, like, ask to join. But basically, if you want to do it, if you're local in Sealands Grove and you want to hash, get in contact with me through the, you know, the Girls on Girls Facebook page, or, you know, if you know me personally, send me a message on Facebook and I'll give you the information. We hash every other Saturday, usually around 2. We were doing every week where it was every other Thursday and every other Saturday, but we kind of stopped Thursdays because there's not a whole lot of people in the area that know about it and want to do it. And, like, sometimes people will do it once and then they'll never do it again. But
I'm sure Saturday is also much more convenient for people than Thursdays.
Yeah. But once in a while, we'll do it on a Sunday instead of a Saturday, like, if we can't do it on Saturday. But I don't know. It's just, it's really fun. But no, if you don't live around here and you still, like, you think you might want to get interested in it, just look up, like, online anywhere close to you, because I guarantee there will be a kennel somewhere close to you. I mean, they're all over Pennsylvania. They're all over the world. There is a hash kennel in every country in the world. Like, and there's ones in probably every state, you know. They're literally everywhere. We've got hashers from the H5 that have hashed with all over the world. And I actually, through working in the bead shop, I met a guy who I bought beads from, who was from South Carolina, but he was from India, that he hashed in India. And he said in India, their trails would be like, you have to go to a bus stop and get on a bus and, like, get off, like, go ride the bus for a while. Like, we've done all kinds of cool ones. Like,
we don't have the luxury of public transportation.
No, we don't have, we can't do the buses or anything. But we actually did a mystery hash one time where we all met in Sealands Grove and got on a bus. And we went to an undisclosed location, which ended up being Centralia. And we hashed all over Centralia. It was so freaking fun.
God, how do you...
That place was so creepy.
Were your lungs on fire after that?
No.
Because, no, I've been to Centralia just, like, during the fucking day, just, like, hanging out, walking around. I was like, it just hurts.
No, it was actually so effing cool. Like, they have a lot of windmills in, I don't know, like, in Centralia, there's a line of windmills up on a mountain that they're...
Oh, yeah, the...
But we were...
The wind farm, yeah.
We were on one, like, mountain, like, a big mountain of slag where, like, all you see is smoke pouring up out of the ground, like, everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then we looked across, and you could see this tiny white church, like, way off in the distance on this mountain.
Yeah!
And that's where we freaking started from. Like, it was like, holy shit!
For those of you who don't know or not from the area, Centralia is actually an area that...
It's a town that's on fire.
It's a town. The underground, it had a mine...
mine fire.
Vein. It had a mine vein, or
we coal live vein. In an area that's got a lot of
coal mines.
We're in the coal region, and yeah, people were throwing their trash in an empty mine shaft and the trash caught fire and it's been burning through a vein of coal and they don't expect it's going to stop anytime soon.
Yeah, and it's been burning for like 40 years already.
The town's pretty much totally
evacuated. There's only about 6 people that actually still live in the town. Everybody else has evacuated.
Yeah, they got like government stipends to move in the beginning.
Some people won't leave.
The people who still live there.
It's completely abandoned
say
town.
It's like a government conspiracy. Like, there's no mine fire. They just want all the coal that's under the town and they can't get it if we still live here.
No, they can't get the coal because it's on fire.
Yeah.
There seriously. Is smoke coming out of the middle of the street.
Yeah, there's an old section of highway that you can walk down where it's like all cracked and warped and
Old
61.
The roads are on like melted.
It's so badass.
Everything
though.
Has been knocked down and
there's only a handful of houses standing. Some of the houses still standing are abandoned at this point.
Isn't Centralia like the place where wasn't some video game kind of
Silent
like,
Hill
yeah,
is
Silent Hill.
Some of the games, they're loosely based off of Centralia.
And also there was a movie that came out.
The Silent
out,
Hill
like,
movie.
No, in the 80s.
In the 80s?
There was a movie with like Dan Aykroyd and Chevy Chase and like Demi Moore where they got trapped in this town where there were mine fires burning underneath it. It was like this little hick town. I swear it was kind of like loosely based
Facebook
off of
IMDb.
Off of Centralia too. It was like nothing to lose or
for Dan Aykroyd his list is shorter.
He's definitely in it and I'm pretty sure Chevy Chase is too, but it was like the weirdest movie. And Digital Underground was in that movie.
I remember that.
It was definitely might not have been the 80s, it might have been early 90s because like I said Digital Underground was in the movie. It's like nothing to lose or
creepy
wrong turn.
It's a very creepy town.
No, wrong turn is something completely different.
It's something. Oh fuck, I can't think of it. But it was a really freaking ridiculous movie. But there's like all these redneck creepy people. And
Nothing But Trouble.
Yes, that. They like get pulled over in the town, and then they ended up like getting arrested, and they're like holding them in jail and.
It's next
crazy,
to Shimo. Isn't Centralia next
on?
To Shimokin?
Yeah, it's really close to
Shimokin.
Yeah. So I can
see
like the redneck creepy
the
people being involved in that.
I mean, it's really a funny movie if you ever get around to watching it.
Let's see. Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd, John Candy, Demi Moore.
It's pretty funny.
A bunch of people that I don't really know off the top of my head. One of the Baldwin brothers. Daniel, apparently.
Daniel Baldwin. Yeah, it's kind of a funny movie. It creeped me out when I was younger because I think Dan Aykroyd's dressed up. He's the judge, and he's got, like, full face,
and he's got the white hair.
Yeah. It's so
gross. Oh, yeah, Digital Underground. There's Tupac.
Oh, my God.
They're in the court. They get arrested.
Let's see. What's the summary say? A businessman finds he and his friends the prisoners of a sadistic judge and his equally odd family in the backwoods of a bizarre mansion.
Yeah, well, there's mine fires burning under it, so yeah. I think it's loosely based on Centralia.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, are there any other...
It's an interesting town.
It's a really
interesting
town.
Story.
Yeah, it's really
but
sad.
But anyway, yeah, we ended up hashing there, and it was really fun. But I haven't been able to hash a whole lot lately from working, but now I should be able to start hashing a little bit more often. It's just, we need some fresh meat. So if you're listening and you live in the area and you want to do it, you just want to give it a try, it's really fun. You don't have to be super physically fit. You don't have to run. You know, you can walk the trail. But, like, the hiking is so, it's so much fun. It's just,
I also really, I do not at all have, like, proper shoes for any kind of, like, long distance walking or running.
I don't either. I'd have to, like, go out and get a pair of shoes.
And there's actually, like, all these weird rules, too, with hashing. Like, you can't, if you show up wearing new sneakers, okay, like, when they have the circle up at the end, like, you get called out for doing, like, wrong shit. Like, you're not allowed to have technology on trail. Like, ooh. They'll make you drink for that. They'll make you drink for, like, if you call people by their real names on trail, like, you have to drink for that. You have to call them by their hash names. And if you wear new shoes, they will make you drink out of the dirtiest shoe that somebody else is wearing, like, in the group. They'll find, like,
dude,
the
that's
grossest.
That's not even cool.
Yeah, they find, like, the grossest shoe, and they'll make you drink out of the
So anybody
shoe.
Who's thinking about this, be prepared.
It's really, it's ridiculous. But it's just, like, it's Eat about camaraderie. Warmth. You meet new people, and, like, honest to God, hashtags, like, really, really helped me open up, like, with meeting new people and my ability to, like, talk to different people and
Fair enough.
And new people. It's really helped me a lot. And it's kind of like a social club, you know, like
I'm still, like,
they turn into your friends. And
crazy, socially awkward to the point where people think, like, I hate them because yeah. I don't
You'll get over it eventually,
but I don't know.
You will.
Maybe not. I don't know.
You will.
It doesn't
bother
me.
You have no reason to.
It's just natural anxiety that I have. Part of the depression shit.
Yeah. Start smoking more weed.
Dude, I don't like being
just
high.
Just start smoking weed. You'll be fine. Seriously. Odie, what
Isn't
are you
weed
doing?
A downer, though?
It depends on which kind of weed you're smoking.
Fair enough.
It can be.
You'll learn something new every day.
I don't know any of this.
Okay. Yeah.
If it's an indica strain or if it's a sativa strain.
Huh. Technicalities. All right.
What do you know?
I don't know anything about that. What are you talking about?
You can know things. You're not, like, publicly announcing that you smoke. You can read about weed all you fucking want.
I don't do that stuff. But you
what
would probably
you
benefit from it.
What are you doing?
That or, yeah.
He was licking the microphone.
He's a dog. He's allowed to lick whatever he wants. Aren't you?
He's
precious?
Just like, yes, I am. Precious. I'm allowed to do whatever I want. Doris says
baby.
It's okay. He's making weird noises.
I do that for fun sometimes.
That's cool.
And I've been exercising a lot lately, so I'm getting kind of obsessed with that for a little while.
Yeah, that sounds like
I got
exercise.
I was doing jogging and some, like, kettlebell swinging for a while, and then I don't remember what happened, and then I kind of fell out of that. And
just do some exercise. Like yoga or
I know.
Pilates or something. You said you just want to build up strength, right? Because you don't need to, like,
I could not get mass if I tried.
Right. I don't mean, like, build up, but I mean, you're just trying to, you're not doing it to lose weight, obviously.
No.
You just want to, like, get a little bit of core strength, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pilates. Post-baby core strength. Yeah, I know. It's just one of those things, you know, you gotta get off your ass and just fucking do it, though. And it's just, it's easier
It'll
to sit on the couch.
Too.
God, I know. Trust me, I know.
It'll really help.
I should also get outside a lot more than I do, and I don't.
Well.
Because the sun helps you make vitamin
D.
Yes,
vitamin D is very important. Yes. That is actually a big factor with, like, the whole MS thing. Like, they found that mothers who don't have a whole lot of vitamin D. Vitamin D is very, very, very important.
But the sun hurts. It does.
But
and
Aislinn,
exercise is
I don't
hard.
Think you have to be in direct sunlight, though.
No,
I mean,
I
just
know.
Being outdoors would be beneficial. What about me?
What do you do for
it.
Fun?
What do I do for fun? I'm a fairly fidgety person, so I gotta do things to, like, keep my hands busy, as I'm sure you've noticed. I'm sitting here picking at this fucking plastic fork. So I do a lot of things to keep my hands busy. I knit, and it's also kind of like my zen thing. Like, I just go into the zone. I can, you know, process shit in my head. I knit, I sew. I've actually got something I'm working on with me right now. I was working on it in the car earlier.
Is that
just
still the same
came
one?
Out of nowhere.
No.
This is a different one?
Yeah, this is it's a new one. The one I finished before was for my brother for his son's nursery. Careful, the needles stick
yes.
right there.
Yeah. Are these all Legend of Zelda?
Yes.
Is this Legend of Zelda?
Do you go off of... This is needlepoint, by the way,
so
that we're
cool.
looking at.
It's a cross-stitch.
Oh, cross-stitch.
Same family, but it's like, you know, knitting versus crocheting.
You don't do any patterns, do you?
I do go off a pattern. This is not mine. I don't want to take credit for this.
Okay.
I found it online, but yeah, it is a pattern.
Incredible.
So cool.
Yeah. It would be done by now. As you can see, I haven't finished the entire alphabet.
You gotta get a picture of that on the...
Yeah. I've been working on that bush border for far too fucking long. I should not have put the border on it again. God damn it. I just figured out yesterday that some of the bushes I made the wrong color green, so I gotta go back and fucking rip them out. Oh, that is hours of goddamn work.
I see that.
That's gotta suck. Mm-hmm. That's probably so tedious. I don't know if my vision's good enough to do that detailed shit. Yeah.
I know my... Yeah. Oh my god, my eyes would go cross-eyed.
Yeah.
I do crocheting, but this is talent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's also a tighter weave of cloth than I used for the last one. The last one was a wider weave, so...
But you can get more detail with a smaller...
Yeah, things are closer together. They blend a little better. Yeah.
You can make out what they are.
Yeah, this one is actually, it's going to get sold as soon as it's done.
Do you know who, are you making it for someone?
Or? No, I've had some people who were interested in the first one I did.
Right.
And I'm going to offer it to them first. And if neither of them want it, it's going to go to Peppers. Mm. And if it goes to Peppers, I'm going to mat it and frame it. And it's going to be like fucking $200.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
I'm also working on a painting. I paint a little. Not a lot, because I'm not very fucking good at it. But I mean, it's one of those things. If you don't do it, you're not going to get any better at it.
Right. I really need to start painting.
Yeah.
Last week we had art fusion night with AJ and Greg, and then a good friend of mine from high school, Wayne, and his wife, who is an art professor in Virginia, were up visiting, and they came over and they ended up doing art fusion with Greg and AJ, and their styles were a little different than Greg and AJ's, so...
Well, even between Greg and AJ, their styles are a little different.
They're a little different, but they're close enough that, like, Wayne's was very cartoonish, and Heidi's was a little different. Neither of them were super familiar with working with charcoal, and AJ was kind of being a snob. But when they ended up leaving after maybe like four hours or something. But AJ's like, I want you to do this with us next time. Because I was watching and I was like looking and I'm like, I kind of like really want to do that, but I gotta go and I don't know.
It sounds fun.
I'm really hard on myself. And I honestly haven't done any art since
maybe
one or two things since freaking college, and that's it. And I know I have talent, I just don't use it, and that's...
Yeah, me either. Like, me being I was decent, like, at the beginning of high school, but, like, junior, senior years when, like, my depression started to initially hit, and you can just see the decline in the quality of my art. It's disgusting. I have a lot of projects I want to go back and redo.
The majority of the stuff that I did was animal portraits, actually. Like, that's what I spent. It was, I don't know why. Like, my preferred medium is pastels. And I did a lot of, like, I did a portrait of my niece. I did a portrait of Kurt Cobain. I did a lot of animal portraits. I've done, like, my mom's dog and my grandmother's dog and just that kind of stuff. But I don't know. I just kind of stopped. I need to start again.
I'll throw it out there. Just put a little bug in your ear. Jeff really enjoys working with charcoal, especially like figure drawing. So if you guys ever do that again, like, definitely ask him if he wants to participate, because I'm sure he'd be really down for that kind of thing.
All right. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, then you could come over too, and we could make jewelry or something. Or do something.
I'll bring my knitting and sit in the corner like a little old lady.
You don't have any desire to make jewelry at all?
I don't know. I've got some jewelry pieces that I've picked up that I haven't done anything with. Like, when Michael's first opened, I picked up a couple pendants, and now I'm like, what the fuck do I do with this?
I know. I opened it. I'm like, beads are so cool. What? I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
You know,
it would have been a lot easier if you guys could have come to the store. Like, I still had the store. Because everything was just laid out in cups. Like, a million little cups. And you could just go around and grab, like, 30 cups and then just sit.
For her wedding, did Liz make her bridesmaid bracelets there? Okay. I thought so.
She made the bracelets and her necklace. Like, I helped her with her necklace. That was fun.
It's a cute bracelet. I like it. I wear it every now and again. But.
Yeah. And that was just real simple, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
they were just bridesmaid gifts.
Stretchy
gift,
things. Like, mm-hmm. Like, the stretchy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I helped her with that. That was fun. I had a good time. But, yeah, I like making jewelry a lot. I just have been really lazy with that, too. And I really want to start making, like, some fall-themed shit for, like... And I was thinking about putting it in, like, maybe taking it down to Peppers and putting some stuff down in there, but... just yeah. so fucking lazy. So fucking lazy.
You've already got basically an in with kind of sort of knowing Mike Bennett.
Yeah, I've never actually even met Mike Bennett yet.
Well, you guys, like, know each other. We're in the same, like, family yeah. with the We're podcast. In the same podcast
network. I've never
family.
Actually even met Mike Carpenter, I don't think. Like, I.
I feel like you probably have.
I'm sure
but
I've
not
met
like,
him before, but I've never actually spoken to him. Never spoken to him.
Yeah, that's what he says too. He's like, I've seen her like out and about and shit. He's like, I've never actually sat and talked to her. He's like, it's so weird to hear her talk. He's like, I fucking love it. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like hearing me talk.
Seriously, what are you doing?
He's just
I don't like hearing me talk.
I don't think anybody likes to hear themselves talk.
Yeah.
My dog is so weird.
He's not. He's adorable.
Yeah, he's adorable.
Who's a
Did
good
I tell
OG?
You the other day, it was the first or second day that he was at our house, and he went between our bed and the
I
wall.
I saw the picture.
It was like a 6-inch space that he weaseled his way in, and then just kind of awesome. Looked at me and cocked his head like, hey, what's up? And then I took a picture, and then he weaseled his way back out. And I'm like, what is that?
Were you just doing that for the photo out there, buddy?
Like,
You just doing it to be cute?
Yes.
Okay.
God, I can't Fair stop enough. Looking at him. I love him.
Yeah, he's freaking awesome. I love you!
He literally is probably the cutest pug I've ever seen. He looks like the perfect pug. Like, he should be in every calendar.
Yeah. Oh my god, have you ever seen the Mr. Pugsley's dog treats? Mm-mm. There's a super cute picture of a pug on the front.
Does he have a monocle and a top hat?
I think, like, the different flavors of treats, he has different things. Because I think the one I saw, he had, like, a policeman's hat or something.
The pug had a policeman's hat?
Yeah, it's just, like a drawing of a pug's face.
My God.
Yeah, That's seriously, check it out. They're, like, all natural dog treats.
I love that. I love pugs in any kind of outfit.
Oh, God, amazing. Seriously.
Well, I just got excited the other day because I walked by the clothes at work and went, I can dress him up again.
So you don't want to come see Bret Michaels with me?
No.
Ugh, yeah,
you only get down to a PetSmart. Come on, you work there. You could probably get me an in there. You could probably get me there for
good
free.
Good God. My store manager had to go to Florida, and it was a conference or whatever, and they had a Bret Michaels mandatory concert that they had to go to.
Wow, that
he
says something.
Was not all that excited about it.
Bret wasn't.
Really? No, my manager.
Oh, your manager.
Wasn't.
Oh, it's a guy. Oh, and that's why he wasn't excited.
I'm just like, okay, Bret Michaels.
Oh, is that
great,
like the older guy with the glasses and the side part?
Mm-hmm.
Side part.
Yeah, he's got.
He has
gray
a very.
Hair.
Yeah, he has a very from his younger days haircut. Like you
he
can
probably.
He hasn't would. Changed his style in the past like 40, 50 years.
Yeah,
clearly.
He probably wouldn't enjoy Bret Michaels. No.
Gary is a great guy. He's like our dad at this point, but. You know,
I like Bret Michaels.
Actually, aren't you supposed to not say where you work?
Technically, I can actually say where I work.
Okay.
But I'm not supposed to say anything negative or blah 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 or
whatever.
I actually read over. I wanted to make sure that I was like staying in the lines and I could actually read over.
You don't
want to
break your contract and be screwed
because I am still in a contract.
Yeah.
But whatevs. You know.
Yeah, Bret Michaels. I don't know, I have some weird... I said to AJ, I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to go down to Harrisburg and meet Bret Michaels. He's like, you just want to bang him. I'm like, not really.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, that can be the only reason why. He's like, just chicks want to bang him. He's like, he's a fucking scumbag.
He
had a stupid TV show, and I was like, I love that show.
He was like technically like married. Like he was with his like long-term girlfriend or whatever who he has kids with during the filming of that show.
For real? I didn't know that.
They were like on again.
Yeah, they've been on and off, but like he's got like a 16-year-old daughter.
Wasn't it that show that School of Rock came from?
School of Rock? The movie School of Rock?
No. Never mind. It was the Charm School.
No, that was the Flavor Flav
one.
Yeah, and that was with some of the girls from Rock of Love.
And from,
some
Flavor
other.
Of Love.
Yes.
Flavor of Love. Okay,
yeah.
That was I actually watched that show.
I watched Rock of Love, and I fucking
No, not Flavor of Love. I watched the Charm School one.
Yeah.
I watched Sharon Osbourne. Yeah, it was it was really good, actually.
I watched the first season of Rock of Love. That was enough.
That was rough.
Three seasons.
Flavor of Love was rough, too.
too. I'm just like, that. Oh my god. And then he married like the one girl. He's actually still with her.
Really?
The blonde one with the huge boobs.
Well, I never watched that. Flavor. Describes most of them.
Huge. She was very old and very tall.
Like, oh, maybe. Bridget Nielsen?
I don't know her name.
Yeah, wait a minute. Maybe he...
Like, they were on the Surreal Life together.
Yeah, they were on something together.
He actually married...
Brigitte Nielsen?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Flavor Flav.
Wow. Red Sonja. Married to Sylvester Stallone for a while there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Crazy.
I watched that show. I loved all the VH1 reality shows from back then.
Yeah.
They were so good. There was one that was, like, couples fucking therapy. Was that on VH1?
I don't know.
It was, like... There's a guy that does boot camp, like Steve or whatever, like love boot camp or whatever, where he takes these fucking chicks that are all psychotic and he like makes them able to date guys, like makes them not psycho crazy bitches. But he did.
So
like
he
a
teaches them
counseling.
How to pretend to be somebody else,
like, or to better deal with their own fucking issues.
Yeah, oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah, like okay. Honestly, it was actually a really cool show. I liked watching.
I mean,
it
you know, in my day, I was probably called psychotic crazy bitch at some point, but I deal with my shit much better now. And that's going to be a great lead in to the next episode. Give or take, whatever.
But
So, yeah, we got sidetracked a lot, but we basically covered what we wanted to. Each of us probably talked, like, 1 or 2 minutes about the things that we're into, and then we just fucking...
Like I said, our lives are not interesting. Well, mine isn't.
Well, that's because you live it. I mean, you know.
Yeah, well, maybe.
I think...
That's true.
I like my simple life.
That's a good
like,
point.
I garden
Seriously.
A lot. And
oh no! Man, I love
I garden.
I love really coming I home to like nothing and it being calm.
Oh shit!
There's somebody coming in. The
All right.
Door.
Well, we're gonna wrap this up. We will see you next week for episode 12.
Woohoo!
I
was hoping to interrupt.
We have some company.
Yeah. So we're gonna go. We'll see you next week, and maybe our company will be part of next week. I'm sorry. I'm signing off with fucking pineapple in my mouth, but deal with it.
We warned you about this.
Yeah, you've been warned. So contact us, Facebook, website, rate, review, subscribe, iTunes, and yeah. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.